Part 1. Chapter 1, The Tired Heart. The morning sun filtered through the sheer curtains, casting a pale golden glow across Elliot Ray's bedroom. His bunny plush was pressed tightly to his chest, and his thick night nappy hidden beneath pink-striped cotton shorts was warm and swollen and very wet. He blinked awake slowly, a familiar wetness between his legs offering both comfort and shame. He let out a sigh, one hand reflexively reaching for the dummy that had fallen onto the pillow beside him. He popped it into his mouth and stared at the ceiling, his heart heavy. It had happened yet again. Another night, another wet nappy. Another morning of just pretending nothing was wrong, despite the obvious. He sat up slowly, hugging the plush rabbit to his chest. His name was Chive, short for Chive Blossom, though Elliot never said that out loud. At 20 years old, Elliot had learned to keep certain things very quiet, and bedwetting was only one of a long list of secret thoughts and feelings. There was a quiet knock on the door. Elliot froze. Then came the voice of his roommate Joe. "You up, Ray?" Elliot quickly tugged his duvet higher.
"Yeah," he called out, voice hoarse. "Just tired.
Getting up in a sec." Joe hesitated. "Okay. Kettle's on. Cool. I'll be out in a few." Elliot listened to Joe's retreating footsteps before standing up. The crinkle from his nappy echoed slightly in the small bedroom, a sound he both loved and loathed. It reminded him of being safe, and also of being different from others. As he peeled off the damp shorts and untaped his nappy, he felt a wave of emotion rise in his chest, not panic, not guilt, just exhaustion. "Why do I keep pretending this isn't what I want?" he said to himself under his breath. He disposed of the nappy and cleaned up, slipping into a fresh pair of padded training briefs under some loose sweatpants and a light blue hoodie. He gave Chive a kiss on the head and tucked him under the pillow. The kitchen smelled like vanilla chai. Joe, still in pajama pants and a crop top, gave him a grin. "Hey, sleepy," she said.
"Rough night?"
Elliot shrugged.
"I didn't sleep well, so no."
Joe squinted at him over her mug.
"That thing you ordered came.
The package is on the counter. You know, the one from Snug Bloom Supplies." Elliot's cheeks flushed.
"Oh, thanks."
He pulled the box closer. Joe took a sip and said casually, "You know, I think it's kinda sweet. Your whole thing." Elliot looked up, startled.
"My what?"
Joe waved her mug in a circle.
"Like tenderness, you know?
Your nappy stuff. Whatever you're doing, it's not weird." He didn't know what to say, so he said nothing. She added, "If I could nap in a crib and get rocked after school, I absolutely would. You know how many of us are burnt out before 25? That comment landed deep. Elliot looked down at the box. It wasn't just supplies. It was a pink onesie, some thicker cloth nappies, and a set of teething beads on a clip he planned to hide in his room.
"I guess," he murmured.
After breakfast, Elliot retreated to his room and set the unopened box on the floor. Instead of tearing it open, he lay back in bed and opened his tablet. His fingers trembled slightly as he typed into the search bar, "Kaylara Regression Therapy Clinic." The top result read, "Little Petals, growing down support for teens and adults, ready to come home to yourself? Choose how little you want to be. Book a free consult with